all over the world. Likewise, we support focusing the city's limited economic development resources on recruiting a select number of traded sector industries that are emerging concentrations of employment and expertise. And we especially appreciate that the strategy acknowledges the very critical importance of our central city. The central city is less than 1% of the region's landmass, but it holds 13% of the region's employment base. Continued focus on the central city is critical to our city and our region's well-being over the long term. We share the concern that has already been expressed in the strategy and by people here that the city's economy and employment are more vulnerable to declines in consumer spending, business investment, and international trade, and we lag behind peer cities in median family income. We appreciate the city's efforts to address these structural vulnerabilities through focused efforts to retain and grow existing firms, train workers, and fund innovative and catalytic projects. As I said, the Alliance absolutely supports the strategic traded sector approach that's laid out in the plan. But we also need to remember that it's far easier to retain and grow existing businesses. And so we need to continue to pay attention to the businesses that we already have here employing people in our region, including our very, very important small business sector. So in conclusion, as I said, the Alliance supports this strategy and thanks the city and PDC for their renewed and very necessary focus on economic development. And I particularly want to thank the PDC for the partnerships that they have built in our region with other players throughout the Portland metropolitan region involved in this so that we are truly achieving a broad-based regional support with partners like Greenlight and others and how we build jobs for people throughout the Portland metropolitan region. So thank you very much, and we look forward to the City Council passing this.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your partnership on this project. Appreciate it.
Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay Dirichet, Portland State University. I want to say that Portland State University is very, very enthusiastic about this Watershed Day and this Watershed Report. I have been working on this with the PDC folks for over 2 years, actually, but I do remember going back 3 years ago when I first sat down with Bruce Warner and talked a little bit about the relationship of Portland State to the city and to the Portland Development Commission and outlined some thoughts that I had about how the city's historical relationship with Portland State really needed a renewal, needed a new type of relationship, needed to kick it up. And then came Aaron Flynn, and our real work on economic development really started getting underway. And we started strategizing in earnest about what the relationship between the university and the city should be. What's clear in Aaron's report is it's got to be strategic, it's got to be about jobs, it's got to be very focused. And what's also clear is higher education has got to be a principal piece of the strategy. You can't get there without a good university system, without a good college system. The report recognizes this. You need the young people, even the older people who go back to become newly educated, who are so desirous of those jobs, especially those jobs that take advantage of the full talents that they've got to offer the human community. You need the brain power of the faculty, who by nature are obsessive. Now, I never said that faculty are obsessive. But these are obsessive people who are obsessive every day about whatever those questions are they're dealing with in the physical environment and the human community, whatever it is. They are obsessive about it, and they're going to find the answers, and they're going to apply them.
I'm married to one, and she's definitely obsessive.
Yes, she's not sleeping on the couch tonight.
Please don't report me. But those are the folks that come up with the ideas, and those are the ideas that need to be accessed by the people who want to create businesses in this community and the people who want those jobs. Portland State wants to bring even more of this talent to bear in a concerted way. We want to help with that audacious goal that the mayor called audacious, which I like very much, because job creation in this economy is not a luxury. It is an absolute critical point. As PDC's been doing this work, Portland State's been doing this work with PDC and the Sustainability and Planning Department as well. We have done our own economic development study and strategy, and that strategy report will be shortly published, and it will align perfectly with what you have just seen and heard about here today. PSU's academic assets and goals with the city and the goals that we have for Portland State are going to be step-by-step and hand-by-hand in alignment. And we're going to be carrying out an implementation plan with the Portland Development Commission for these two reports. Now, we're just a little bit ahead of ourselves. The mayor and President Vim Vivelle, our new president, not so new anymore, but our president, signed an agreement just a few months ago to say just what I said, that we want to see that alignment between what the university does, what we have to offer, what the city needs, and find the ways to interrelate our two organizations even more concertedly. So that's what I'm here to say today. We enthusiastically endorse this plan.
Thank you very much. Thank you all very much for your testimony and your work on this plan. If we could now have Tim McCabe and John Torino and Dwayne Johnson, please come forward. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting. Welcome to the City Council.
Okay, if I sit?
You can sit.
I'll go first. I'm Tim McCabe. I'm director of the Oregon Business Development Department. Mayor Adams, commissioners, thanks for listening today. We used formerly known as the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department, so we just changed our name. I'm going to be very brief for a couple of reasons. I'd just be iterating what's already been said here in support of this plan. The second being my meter expired at 4:24. You got a very efficient staff here in Portland.
Thank you for your $24 contribution.
You bet.
I can't say I'm happy to do it. My agency is in support of this plan. This is a well thought out plan, and as Aaron said and Tim Priest said, this closely parallels what we're doing on a statewide basis over the coming years. And I just want to add what's already been said. Mayor, it's I think, in a great part due to your diligence on this, and you're to be congratulated. Bruce's staff, Aaron, Peter, Colin Sears, there's a great group of people at the commission, and I think this is going to be a successful endeavor. So with that, I'll turn it over.
Thanks, Tim, and thanks for your partnership and everything we do in Portland. Appreciate it. John.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, commissioners. My name is John Torino, and I'm the executive director of the Alliance of Portland Neighborhood Business Associations, and I'm speaking on behalf of that organization this afternoon. We are pleased that the City of Portland has seen fit to commission the PDC with the development of a formal economic development strategy. As you've heard, it's a long overdue task and a long overdue effort, and we are very pleased to see it come to the point where it's ready to be approved and adopted by the City Council. We're also pleased that one of the three elements of the strategy focuses on building jobs and business vitality for the thousands of businesses in Portland's 36-plus business districts that are outside the city's downtown core, since these businesses represent the majority of the economic engine in our city. We believe that a strategy without that element would have been significantly flawed, and we're very pleased that it was included. Having had the privilege, actually, of being involved in the development of portions of that strategy, I really would like to commend the PDC team for their listening attitude, for their hard work, and their attention to detail in crafting the current document. It has indeed been a team effort and one where we feel we had significant input in shaping the results. We offer to continue that participation as we move forward into implementation of the strategy. We therefore support the adoption of the economic development strategy as described in the current document, and we urge you to continue the refinement of the strategy into the implementation phase, particularly with respect to the community economic development portion of it. We also urge you to find and allocate adequate funds to PDC and organizations like ours who will be providing the technical assistance to the business community to help them successfully execute the strategy. So thanks to PDC and thanks to all of you for your support of this.
Thanks for your partnership as well, John. We really appreciate the APMBA and everything that you do. Dwayne.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor, commissioners. My name is Dwayne Johnson. I'm vice chair of the City Small Business Advisory Council, and I'll be representing them today. 15 years is a long time. The economic environment has changed considerably over that time, And we recognize we've got some significant challenges ahead of us. The time really is for action, and actually we feel that this effort is a step in the right direction. We recognize that small business is a vital part of our economy. We recognize the city's growth and acknowledge of this fact, and that any successful economic development plan will have small business as a part of it. We see that the city is taking decisive actions along those lines. Excuse me. And by doing so, the city promotes economic growth that helps create jobs in small businesses, that actually helps us be effective. And we recognize that those jobs actually are ones that aren't going to move out of the state or out of the city, out of the country. In reviewing the plan, we're cautiously optimistic. We read past the words of the plan and actually to the intent, and what we see is that we have a mayor that is intent on developing and executing a strategy that moves the city forward in a positive direction. We appreciate this. In working with Aaron Flynn, Peter Cunningham, and PDC, we've found them engaging, open to discussion, and responsive to efforts to ensure small business support in this strategy. We see that Kimberly Snyder, Skip Newberry, and Clay Neal from your economic development group have been available and cooperative in supporting our interaction with you and actually moving this overall plan forward. But there's more to do. The plan is just the beginning, and the current plan lacks some specific particular when it comes to funding, which actually makes us a little nervous. But we recognize that the fuzziness may be at this stage necessary to move the strategy forward and to give the owners of each of the specific areas an opportunity to actually craft their own plan so they can move forward with it. SBAC recognizes this plan is part of a larger effort and that it's a participatory effort. We don't see this as the end and something that's going to be packaged and put on a shelf for the next 15 years. Eva Schweber and Andy Frazier, chairs and vice chair of our Small Business Development Working Group, are actually committed to working with all the organizations that have participated in this to make sure that we actually continue to move this effort forward and that we're far from alone. John Torino actually has been working with us. He's actually on our committee as well. But he's been working tirelessly to make sure that small business is certainly represented in this effort. And we acknowledge the work of PBA and Greenlight Greater Portland and many other organizations that participated in developing this strategy. The SBAC supports this resolution and urges you to do the same. We invite business owners and the community at large to engage as well. Whether it's with the SBAC, whether it's with other organizations like the APNBA, PBA, even directly through PDC and the mayor's office, we suggest that people get involved because that's what's going to make this work. Without any of us, none of this happens. We look forward to working together with you and building a future that we love.
Thank you, and thanks as well, Dwayne, for your great leadership on SBAC. We really appreciate it. Thank you all for your testimony. Next, we'll hear from Joe Nunn and Juanita Walton and Andrew McGaw. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting. Appreciate your patience. Welcome back to City Council. Joe, do you want to start?
Sure, I'll start. It sure is nice to have a great city where you can actually talk to the people that govern you. Not a lot of cities have that. My name is Joe Nunn, and I want to greet the mayor, city council members. Thank you for letting us address you today. Again, my name is Joe Nunn. Accompanying me is Ms. Juanita Walton. We serve on the Business Advisory Board and the Chamber of Commerce and also the Oregon Business Network Board. We're here today in the absence of our president and executive director, Roy J. And, of course, as you know, Roy J., he's promoting Portland right now in Boston and trying to bring the 2015 convention of the National Association of Court Managers here. So that's what he's doing right now, promoting Portland. Mayor Adams, we want to thank you for your leadership and understanding the need to promote and stimulate Portland's small business industry. As you know, Mr. J serves on your business economic cabinet, And our organization has and continues to lead in the areas of small business mentoring. Most recently, our subsidiary, Oregon Business Network, was a major collaborator in the Oregon Boost, held on January 1st in conjunction with Eugene-based Palo Alto Software. There were over 16,200 units of Business Plan Pro Premier that were distributed to small businesses and potential businesses across Portland. That's $3.2 million worth of software that was distributed in Portland. There were multiple locations, including the event that we had right here at City Hall, which was so popular that we ran out of vouchers and had to get more codes for people from Palo Alto Software for the next day. Providing small businesses with tools and directions to help weather these tough economic times should create a better economic vitality for the City of Roses in the future. All of your efforts, supported by each of you and your staffs and many others that work behind the scenes, have made us realize that you plan to boost small businesses, and your efforts are to be highly commended. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for your partnership in putting this together as well.
Thank you.
And as you said, I'm Juanita Walton, a member of the African American Chamber of Commerce. And on behalf of our 949 members and associate members of the Chamber and the Oregon Business Network, we encourage you to adopt the five-year Portland Economic Development Strategy, which is being considered here today. It's good for our city, for small businesses, large businesses, and helps us chart a new avenue to a better economic future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Mr. McGough.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. My name is Andrew McGough. I'm with Work Systems, Inc., and I'm here to express our strong support for this plan. I thought I would just add a piece of information to something someone was talking about today, and that's our 12.1% unemployment rate and what that really means. That's about 144,000 people in this region being unemployed at the moment. And I agree that we're likely to see more people, not less, in the near future. So I can't think of anything more important, particularly for an organization like ours who's focused on trying to train and move people into jobs, than a plan that's really focused on creating new jobs. And I think this plan does that. And we are enthusiastic supporters of this and hope that you'll do the same. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Andrew, and all your work. Roby Roberts and James Curley. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting. Appreciate your patience. Roby, why don't you go first?
Hi, my name is Roby Roberts. I work for Vestas. We are the world's largest wind manufacturing company. Our worldwide reach is in 63 countries, and we are headquartered here for our North American operations in Portland. And I'm here to say how much I appreciate this strategy. I think its focus is commendable. One point I really want to make, and I think it's important, the clean energy sector in which we are part of is actually not only thriving, but it is a world leader in Portland. We are the sort of clean energy. I think in the U.S. and worldwide, we are what Houston was for fossil energy. We are to clean energy. And with the world's biggest manufacturing headquarters here for wind, the world's biggest renewable developers headquarters here for clean energy development, the manufacturing, the utilities, et cetera, this is something that we need to build on. And I think this strategy helps do that, and I think it's very important. So I want to commend PDC and the mayor and for his leadership, and think this is something worth supporting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. James?
Great. My name is James Curley. I call Portland home now. I'm a citizen of a couple of other countries, Canada, the UK, and the US, and I've been living here for about 7 years, and I run a company called Keen Footwear that was actually born this century also. And I want to tell you a brief story about what happens when you don't have a strategic plan. I was the former president and CEO of Salomon North America, skis, snowboards, all sorts of what we think are cool stuff. And a few years ago, we were acquired by a company in Helsinki, a holding company. And a choice was given to them of where should we locate this new conglomerate of brands that we've bought. And I have to tell you, I was on the receiving end of a dark side decision in Portland where a mayor, not dissimilar to this, but from a much smaller town, named Matthew Godfrey, in the town of Ogden, Utah, assembled his city, his state, the community, the business community, the livelihood of the people, the Wasatch Mountain Range, and convinced a holding company in Helsinki to relocate Salomon, Atomic Skis, and Suunto from California, Oregon, and the Boston area to Ogden, Utah. There was a comprehensive plan, a clear vision, a clear set of goals. Some alignment occurred, and clearly some support was given. And I have to tell you, sitting there in my situation a few years ago, this was not the case from Portland. It was not the case from Oregon. It was not the case from the community, either the business or such. It was a very fragmented, confusing, and basically at that stage, and this was a few years ago, I think Portland took for granted the situation we have. Portland is an awesome city. It truly stands for everything that our industry in activewear stands for. It's probably little known in this room, but it's truly in the center of the trend triangle. And the trend triangle for activewear literally starts somewhere around the Bay Area. It extends up to around Vancouver, Canada, or a little north to Whistler, where a lot of cool activities are happening, including the Olympics next year. And it extends west, I guess east from here into Boulder, Colorado. And if you think of all of the trends in action sports that have occurred in the last, say, 20, 30, 40 years, it's in that triangle. Portland is in the center of that trend triangle. We need to take advantage of it, specifically for the cluster that we call activewear. But beyond that, it stands for what we call at Keen now. In my role, we encourage everybody to live a hybrid life, to create, to play, and to care. Portland is synonymous with the hybrid life. We fully endorse a five-year plan and a strategy because we believe that if Portland can exude the hybrid life, Keene can win. And by the way, if Keene's winning, we think Portland can win. We're bucking the trends. Our business is growing. We are, in fact, hiring right now. If anyone knows how to create shoes or do a little marketing or something, let Kate Lee right there know. We truly are hiring. And we feel like Portland is not just the best place to be for today, but certainly for the future. And with a five-year plan that has a clear vision from the mayor, goals, and alignment, the execution is up to us. The DNA is there. We need to provide an action plan around it that seems very sensible from what's been presented. So we fully support it from the activewear side of the world, certainly from Keene. Thanks.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Very much for your support of Intertwine.
Yeah, absolutely. And great to see that coming together, too. It's just another example where when you actually put down borders and you actually work together, the Intertwine is a wonderful program that we see only upside. Good. Yeah.
Thank you. And thanks for hosting the reception for the mayor of Vancouver, British Columbia. He was very impressed.
Great. Thank you. Thanks.
Last two invited testifiers are Leslie Carlson and Kent Schneider. Thank you for your patience. Thanks for waiting. Appreciate it. Glad you're here. Leslie, do you want to go first?
Oh, Kent was going to go first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She wants me to go first. Okay, I'll go
I'm
first,
trying to sorry. Delegate. Thank you.
I'm the old guy on the thing. So my name's Kent Schneider. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. I'm an attorney in town, but I've been serving on the Sustainable Development Commission in its three iterations, when it was the Sustainable Portland Commission and then the Joint City-County Commission and now the new version, which Leslie co-chairs. I was co-chair for many years of the commission, and I think part of the reason I'm supposed to go first is to say that the commission wants to acknowledge that this is something that we have been advocating for. We are your citizen advisory group. You've appointed us. We're supposed to be advising you, and we have been. We have been advocating for this for over 9 years. We started a process, at least back then, with PDC to say this is what the city should be doing. So we are extraordinarily pleased and happy that this has finally come to fruition, and we've seen that this has been growing, the Oregon Business Association, and on and on and on, and finally realizing that this is what we are known for. So we're very happy, and I know Commissioner Salzman has been involved in that all along the process, too, and pushing for that. So there are a couple of points that I just wanted to make very briefly that I have observed, because I also serve on the International Sustainable Development Foundation's board and the China-U.S. Center for Sustainable Development. A couple of things is that too often when strategies and programs are developed that are going to achieve these bold, audacious goals, they can become a bit bureaucratic, rule-driven, and inflexible. We've experienced that locally with a few things. We really need to make sure that the metrics are in. We need to look at the programs regularly and make sure that they are flexible and that they respond to the needs of the constituents and they're actually becoming effective in achieving the goals. So that's something that hasn't mentioned in there, but we will, as SDC, and I know the City Council will too, make sure that this thing keeps the flexibility. In the international arena, the city and PDC have been pretty successful in investment areas and business recruitment. However, when mounting a strategy that is this has been outlined in this plan, a higher level of sophistication is needed than has been present in the past. And for an example, I think you should recognize that, and PDC should recognize, that there are many local resources, NGOs and such, that are available, that are already very active in the international arena, and they should be brought in as part of the strategy. The strategy doesn't talk anything about how to bring those in. We look upon ourselves frequently in Portland as we are this great center of collaboration. We should be more humble. We can do a lot better. So the points that we make or I make here, the keys are going to be flexibility as this thing goes along, and especially focusing on collaboration, real actual collaboration. So Leslie will speak on behalf of the commission as well.
Good afternoon.
I would just add to those important observations, and it shows up in our sort of nomenclature around alignment, getting people involved, and this is the vision and the goal document with some examples of things we need to get going right away, but returning in the fall with those metrics and more of the guts and alignment.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, commissioners, I'm Leslie Carlson. I'm the co-chair of the Sustainable Development Commission, and I'm going to be really quick because it's cocktail hour at my house, and I am not there, so
uh-oh.
I have only two quick comments. The first one is we are struggling or working in the Sustainable Development Commission with the issue of equity, and the issue of making sure that in sustainability, the people side of equation is not forgotten. And I would hope in the implementation part of this economic development strategy that we really look at equity and making sure that some of those good green jobs go to underserved communities. And we will be happy to help you with that. The second piece is the public policy framework that surrounds this economic development strategy. I think Portland has been so successful because we've had a public policy framework that has supported investments in transportation and in green building and in how we've really developed as a city. And I would hope that the City Council would think about the right public policy framework to support this. An example would be a carrot and stick approach, an incentive and penalty approach for getting the sustainable business practices that you really want. So providing the technical resources and the incentives to businesses so that they can use less resources, less water, less energy, create less pollution, and penalizing those that are not able to do it with assistance to bring them along. So I hope that that's something you will consider in terms of supporting this economic development strategy. And we are thrilled. Thank you.
Thanks for your advocacy. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Carla, how many people do we have signed up?
We have nine.
Nine. So let's say 2 minutes each, unless you absolutely prepared for three. We'll give you three, but we found that what can be said well in 3 minutes can be said even better in two. Carla?
First three, come on up, are Jay Larson, Tad Lukasik, and Richard C. Sorum.
Thanks for waiting. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Welcome to City Council Chambers.
Do we have Sorum, I believe.
Okay. Who's Thank you. How about Jeffrey Kong?
Jeffrey King?
King, sorry.
I think he had to leave as well.
Jerry Carey Yu.
Carey Yu? Hi, who would like to begin?
And he's first, please.
Be happy to. I'm kind of a three-minute wonder, but I'll do my best.
Okay.
My name is Jay Larson. I'm the CEO and founding partner of a company called the Greenville Project. We recently relocated here from San Antonio, Texas. And despite my partner's strong suspicions that we came here for the microbrew and the hot tattoos, the economic development strategy is a shining example of one of the reasons that we chose Portland over every other city in the country to locate our business. We looked at a lot of things when we considered where we wanted to locate our company. Being at the crossroads of green building and retail development and kind of in a hotbed of what's possible in the sustainable building industry, we wanted to align ourselves with a city that had a brand that strongly identified itself in that sector. The fact that this new economic strategy is coming out right as we're moving to town could not be more exciting to us. We hope to be an example of sort of Portland's poster child for what's possible in sustainable, green, energy neutral development. And we just wanted to speak on behalf of our industry today to say that we could not be more excited and more supportive of this program. And please, you know, pass this so we can move forward and create the type of city that we can all stand back and be just delightfully proud of as we move forward. Thank you.
And thanks, thank you, and thank you for participating in the Small Business Summit. We appreciate that. Hi.
My name is Carrie Yu, and I'm the Director of International Affairs of Portland Fashion Synergy. And our mission is to help the local fashion designers and small apparel business by helping them creating more jobs or helping them by finding more opportunities and creating more projects and networking. And our goal is to helping Portland, position Portland as one of the country's leading center of creativity. And I think Portland, like the strategist says, Portland has become a brand, the brand associated with passion for sustainability and commitment to quality life. And I have a story to tell. Like last trip, we were in China in April, and we used this brand. We used this, the first speech I gave in the press conference was I was asking people, do you know, I mean, everybody liked Nike, Adidas, and Columbia. Do you know where those brands are come from? Nobody really knows, but we promote Portland, and we use that brand to promote Portland. By the end of the trip, and we were successful because people, the businesses are in the fashion business, wanting to come to Portland to invest money, to working with us, and there was a really, really good program, and I think branding is really important. And also also in China, there is my time up? Anyways, I'm just saying that also we like to emphasize on made in USA thing. And then this is what we want to do in our organization, emphasize on our local designers to, you know, having our brand name in, you know, China or anywhere that is made in USA. Because another story, I'm just kind of dragging a little bit longer. Another story is one of my friends asked me from China, can you buy some Nike brand from US? I asked them why. They go, we want something like made in USA. We don't want made in China. You know, otherwise, where it made? You know, where is it come from? But anyway, in short, I think the strategy is like a headlight. You know, we don't want to drive at night. We don't want to drive night without light. But the strategy is a headlight. You tell us where to go. We'll be there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi.
Hello. Hey, thanks to the council for the opportunity to talk today. It's great to be able to speak with you in person on this one. I'm Tad Lukask. I'm representing Oregon Creative Industries today. And for the last 15 years or so in Portland, I've been a local small business foundation builder, mainly in the creative economy side, film and video. Today, I was just going to tell a brief story because we're coming off the 4th of July holiday, and I hope you all had a great holiday. From what I can tell, Portland is definitely going on this economic development road trip. It's going to be a five-year journey for us. We know where we really want to go. That's to be the most sustainable economy in the world. My question is, you know, can we really get there? And I think the answer is absolutely positively yes, but we need your guys' help to do that. We need an ideology match across all the sectors to do this. Hopefully I won't get in trouble for saying this, but we have a kick-ass vehicle, driver, and the high-octane innovative fuel you know, for this. The vehicle is the Portland Economic Development Strategy itself. The driver, we're really hoping, of course, is the City of Portland and PDC. We know PDC is there. And the high-octane innovative fuel, well, we know what that is. We've got everyone in here, the whole community, plus the brain gain that has just come to this community. So, like I said, I think we have all of that. I'm very impressed by the strategy. I endorse it 100%. I want to thank the whole economic development team who's in here today and the mayor for his inspiration for this. I've been personally very, very inspired by this the last few weeks digging into this. So thank you very, very much for that. And in closing, I'd just like to please ask the support for the council for this economic development strategy. I think it's a great, great thing. So thanks again.
And thank you for the work you're doing in the creative industries. Really appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thanks.
Next three are MJ Petroni, Sadie Clark, and Mary Vogel.
I think, did MJ have to leave? I think MJ had to leave.
Okay, how about Johnny Holtz? And that's the last person who signed up.
Johnny, do you want to testify? Sure, that'd be great. Well, welcome to the City Council. We really appreciate you hanging in there with us. And who would like to go first?
I will. Okay. Hi, my name is Sadie Clark. I'm here as a representative of Voice for Oregon Innovation and Sustainability, and also as the owner of Elique, Inc., a sustainable manufacturing company located in the urban core. With me today are some of my Voice colleagues. If you guys would stand up over on the border there. John Morris of Fluid Strategies, Valerie Fishman of Yolo Paint, Daniel Deutsch of Allura Development, Johnny Holtz here of PECI, and Barbara Gerke. Voice is a new sustainable business alliance with more than 300 affiliated businesses, most of them small to medium-sized businesses located in Portland. For the last few months, our working acronym has been SOBA. You may have heard of that. And we have our roots in the group that was PDX Lounge. Our board members include Jay Colson of Green Building Services, Clark Brockman of SARA, Joanna Brickman of ZGF, and Eileen Brady of New Seasons Markets. We are here to express support for the proposed economic development strategy on behalf of ourselves and the other member businesses of Voice. We believe that the plan provides a solid foundation for future growth and development. This plan is a big step in the right direction and should be adopted unanimously by the council and then strengthened and refined over time. There are two key areas where we would love to see some refinements made to the strategy. First, while the plan acknowledges that over 95% of Portland's businesses have fewer than 50 employees and nearly three quarters of net new jobs in Portland are created by small businesses, we want to feel that the plan focuses strongly on the incubation and support of the healthy, sustainable businesses that exist in our urban core already, a lot of them small to medium-sized businesses. Secondly, we feel that the approach of focusing on specific industry clusters while excluding others may ultimately be short-sighted in that a sustainable local economy works as a complex and interdependent whole. Food and farms was our big concern there. And without reservation, nevertheless, we thoroughly endorse this plan and encourage you to adopt it now.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Appreciate them. Mary?
Yeah. I'm Mary Vogel with Plan Green, a women business enterprise in the state of Oregon that emphasizes ecosystem services in excellent urban design. And as a board member of the Portland Downtown Neighborhood Association, I really applaud the emphasis of the plan on the downtown and central area as important in setting the pace and defining the region. I couldn't agree more that downtown shapes our image. That's why I'm submitting my downtown vision done for a PDC urban renewal discussion as an addendum to my brief remarks here. Nowhere can we set a better example or educate our visitors or embody our commitment to sustainability, as Aaron Flynn put it. I also want to applaud you for including transportation and land use and even high-density development as sustainability strategies. as these things often get left out in discussions of sustainability these days, and in favor of what new urbanist architect and urban designer Doug Farr called green gadgets in his keynote address for the National League of Cities here in Portland recently. I have some quotes from, well, for example, page 22, where you do focus on the things I just talked about, but I would like to see added urban design and ecosystem services to the list of what Portland is known for, and then I would like to see us really work to become known for them by doing things like, and I've written to you about this before, looking at removing the requirement for off-street parking for new houses so we don't get multiple driveways interrupting the sidewalk. To better utilize ecosystem services, we could begin by converting all of our public landscaping to natives over time, albeit. There are several great examples of where this has already been done in the city at Portland State University, for example, on along 10th Street, the Ecology Club planting of a good part of the block there, and also the Native American Center. The importance of that, I did want to emphasize for well, there are many reasons, but one is so that we don't continue to bring in the kind of diseases that have caused ecosystem havoc, like the greening disease. The AIA Center for Architecture's LEED Platinum building has climbing trellises of orange jasmine,
I'm sorry, you're over your time.
Yeah, okay.
Any final thought?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to mention our chapter of the Congress for New Urbanism will be bringing the International Transportation Summit focused on urban design here to Portland in November. And that local planning is headed up by Marcy McAnally of CERA. And then we also have other people who are working internationally.
I'm sorry, we need to move on.
Okay, well, in any case, I mean, the point is that we do need to incorporate both urban design and ecosystem services into the plan as well.
Well said.
An excellent plan, but I would like to see those things also incorporated.
Thank you. Those are great comments. Appreciate it. Johnny?
All right. Thank you, Mayor Adams and commissioners. There are lots of people here testifying on behalf of organizations. I am testifying as a citizen who works in one of the industries that's highlighted in your economic development plan. I work in the energy conservation industry, and my company is based in Portland. I don't own the company, I work for the company. And the reason I wanted to speak is because when I read the economic development plan, it resonated with my experience in Portland and what I value in Portland. And when I speak with people in Portland, when people ask me what I do and I tell them I work in the energy conservation field, usually people's eyes kind of light up, and the first thing they ask me is, are you hiring? And we usually are, even in today's economy. We are growing. In fact, we've grown exponentially in the last couple of years. We're at 300-plus people. And we're not alone in Portland. Portland's kind of made itself a little hub of energy conservation and related industries. It's clear that people in the city have a tremendous amount of energy and enthusiasm for supporting sustainable businesses, and it seems that Portland's already made a name for itself in this arena as a culture that supports sustainable businesses, and I guess it only makes sense now that this city embraces this competitive advantage and creates opportunities for people to unleash their energy, their creativity, to make Portland a leader in the world of responsible businesses. So with that, I endorse the plan.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. Really appreciate it. All right. Let's have some council discussion.
I actually had a question of probably Bruce and Aaron.
Yep.
If I could have them.
Why do we have Bruce and Aaron come forward? We'll bring others as needed. Commissioner.
This is, I want to congratulate you, Aaron, on this report, and Bruce as well. This is really outstanding. And I read it.
Wow.
And appreciated the presentation and the video presentation as well. But there's maybe this is a definitional issue, but understanding that in Oregon, Portland is unique in that its economic development agency is a quasi-independent entity that you don't find in other jurisdictions. I'm not quite sure how that happens in Seattle, San Francisco, other jurisdictions, if they have a PDC-like function that's outside of their typical government. But so I understand that distinction. So understanding that our role primarily is to give you the support you need to do your job, that translates quickly for me into general fund expenditures. And I've been one that has supported increasing those general fund expenditures. But I'm confused by the report, page 32, and in your presentation, the analysis comparing us to other like-sized cities would leave one to think that we are really underfunding our economic development when, and this is the part that maybe this is a definitional difference that you can help me understand better. So for an example, when I think of economic development, I think of the time that Sam and I got in a car a little over 4 years ago and drove out to Gresham and met with the owners of Assurity Northwest, persuaded them to consider a site in Lentz, and we used a lot of Lentz urban renewal dollars to bring them there. That's not reflected in what you would consider economic development dollars. The Pearl, for an example, what you see as the Pearl happened only because of the urban renewal area and the investments made. I would call that economic development, but that wouldn't be reflected in this. So can you help me understand, are we comparing apples to apples or are we comparing apples to oranges with other cities? Why is this just $3.5 million identified as economic development, but all the urban renewal area and the investments and the work we do there not?
That is a great question, and I'm actually really pleased to be able to address it. When we conducted a comparative study of other cities and their economic development efforts, we were looking at what we would describe as non-tax increment finance activities. So one of the things that's fairly unique about Portland compared to those other cities, most cities do not have their economic development function joined with an urban renewal agency. So typically, the economic development office of a city is part of the mayor's office. Mm-hmm. But we have this unique bureau form of government, and economic development in Portland has always been part of the Portland Development Commission. So when we did the comparative numbers, what you're seeing there, we're comparing our general fund annual budget to annual budgets of other cities that are dedicated to the same set of activities. So we excluded sticks and bricks development from the comparative analysis, but we looked at the money that other cities put into small business startups, business retention, business recruitment. We did a comparative analysis that did very much try to compare apples to apples.
It helped me understand the distinction there because, I mean, for me, just my own personal experience and with Sam talking to Assurity Northwest, how do you distinguish that from the type of economic development you ascribe to general fund activities when in reality, and I understand doing the distinction between general fund dollars and tax increment dollars, but those are also, as we're learning more and more from our partners around the region, considered to be general fund dollars as well, if not directly from the county's coffers, from the school district's coffers, from the general fund of the city's coffers, but rather more specifically direct. I guess what I'm concerned about doing is I don't want to have the council believe or assume that we're not making the commitment that we should be making, because it feels to me like if we can do more, we should do more, but we should be comparing if Seattle has an urban renewal agency that uses tax increment dollars. My sense is we should be comparing the entire budget, including these more targeted general fund dollars that I also, the reason I've supported expanding them because I also know we can spend them beyond urban renewal areas. So I get that. I mean, in fact, if I was answering that question, that's what I would have said back to me is these are unrestricted dollars that we can use for any purpose throughout the city, not just in urban renewal areas. But the truth is that we spend a lot of money investing in businesses. We help small businesses in urban renewal areas. As you know, we have small business development funds and those kinds of things. So it just seems to me that a better comparison would be to have all of the dollars each city spends, and that would give me a better handle on what we need to do to improve our standing.
And I think that I think we need to give you and the council both the report and whatever briefings you want to sort of distill the analysis down and make sure that we're going out and getting the right comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you make a fair point. And because we do use urban renewal dollars on business assistance,
mm-hmm.
and that's your point. So I think that when we come back in the fall, we'll make sure that we've got the information the way that you want it, and we're comparing if they're urban renewal kind of financing and in some of these other peer jurisdictions. See what they.
Yeah, I like this. I like the general fund. I should think you should leave that, but I would also appreciate having added if these other cities have urban renewal agencies, what's their budget for those as well, so I get a better sense of the overall picture of their economic development.
I think that's very fair.
Yep.
Very fair. Commissioner Fritz, do you have anything? Anybody? All right.
In deference to the time.
Later.
Commissioner Leonard has something else.
Later. Just wait. All right.
Touché.
Very rare counterpunch. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
He got you there, Randy.
He did.
Well, I want to once again commend Mayor Adams, Portland Development Commission, and all the people who participated in this plan. I do think it's a very focused plan and certainly comes none too soon. It's focused, and we need the focus on job creation, on the strategies, the sectors that will produce the jobs, and also complement the identity and this level of quality of life that we all aspire this area to be. So great work, and I look forward to implementation quickly. Aye.
Leonard.
This is a really excellent report, and it's one that I will keep right behind my desk because it's full of really good information, good analysis. I agree a lot with what was said in here and appreciated a lot of what we heard here today from businesses. That was really very reassuring, and look forward to doing more work on this. I'm going to congratulate Mayor Adams for his work in leading this effort and bringing this to us today. Thank you. Aye.
Fritz.
Thanks to the Mayor's Office, the Portland Development Commission, Greenlight Greater Portland, and all of our business and community partners for all your hard work in reviewing and revising the drafts of this strategy and reaching a really fine end product. Particular recognition to Erin Flynn and her team for their hard work and leadership, and in particular for working with me to ensure that the Office of Healthy Working Rivers empowers economic development along the rivers and that's included in this strategy, and a recognition of the port and the working harbor in river development. I am pleased with the revisions to the 50% draft and the city's commitment to fund citywide economic development with general fund dollars, and particularly those sections which deal with small businesses, the enormous impact they have on our economy, aligning the city strategy with PSU, and I appreciate Lindsay DuRocher and Vin Vivel meeting with me earlier this week, and the new concepts and programs like economic gardening. As indicated in the Small Business Advisory Council meeting this morning, this is a plan, and while we do have high aspirations, it's the hard work is in the implementation and in the follow-through and the feedback needed to make the plan work. So I'm particularly delighted to see everybody here today, and I look forward with working with all my colleagues to ensure that this strategy coordinates all of the city's economic development initiatives and achieves greater prosperity for Portland and all Portlanders. And it's especially delightful to see you all sitting here in both chambers with your stickers. We are used to seeing folks for advocating for housing and arts and neighborhoods and civil rights coming in with stickers. And here we have Portlanders coming in to advocate for business and economic prosperity. And we have for too long, I think, considered business a four-letter word in Portland. But in fact, the four-letter word, which is good, is jobs. and business means jobs. And it's time for us all to recognize that, yes, we live in a wonderful place, and yet if 25% of our citizens are unemployed or working for minimum wage, it can't be the kind of place that we want. And it has to involve having a lot of really well-paying jobs so that we can have the kind of society that we want, so that we can support our schools, so that we can support all of the things that we care about, and indeed so that we have some very affluent people who can be very philanthropic in supporting some of the things that make Portland great, and that for the rest of us, that we can each contribute to our society with our donations. And to do that, you have to have a job with money. And so I love how Portland does a lot of volunteering, and that's part of it. It doesn't have to be either or. It has to be both. And I appreciate that part of this strategy, that it recognizes that we can do better in many different aspects. And I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Fish.
So we're in our eighth hour of council today.
But who's counting?
This is going to be the shortest speech
in deference
ever?
To my colleague, the former fireman. I'm going to keep my remarks short.
Firefighter.
But the there are days. It's days like today when I go home and my wife says, "Well, how was work?" And I said, "I can't believe I get paid to do this work." Now, the story tomorrow, the front line, the headline of the paper tomorrow will be about a street naming debate that we had today. And there'll be some editorials that probably are not very complimentary. And that's an important issue. But for those of you who've been here all day, and there's some of you who probably are survivors of 8 hours of us.
Gene Baker, I think, yeah.
We have some party favors for those of you who've been here all day.
That's good.
You know, in the course of today, we had a very thoughtful presentation from the Metro president on a regional system for parks, trails, and natural areas, and a unique opportunity to be first in the nation. We had a fascinating discussion about the next step in our regional transportation system, and it was all about streetcars, with the icing on the cake being that we're going to manufacture streetcars within the metropolitan area. We took up an issue of that's very central to our climate action plan, which is an innovative plan for how we're going to create energy and efficiencies, particularly around homes, and a pilot program. We even met with the two supreme leaders of the Elks and thanked them for not only coming here and spending a lot of money, $5 million actually, but also for writing some checks, big checks, while they were here to support Oregon hospitals and nonprofits. I know I've left out some other things that were pretty meaty, but we, at the end of the day, and this is how the mayor always does his agendas, he waits till 3, he sees that we're flagging, and then he puts in a 5-year economic development plan. This is a casualty of him taking a vacation last week and not having a session next week, so we put all the meat in one day. But this is really important, and you know, my experience with economic development plans, my primary experience happened when I was on the Board of Commissioners of the Housing Authority of Portland. And Bruce, as you know, HAP for many years was, I think, defined by its ability to be very opportunistic, but not always very strategic. And as a commissioner, then as a commissioner now, the hardest part was knowing how do you pick and choose. Every good, you know, we're all in a sense, as public policy people, we're all sort of receptive to good ideas, and someone comes with a good idea, you want to do it. But without a strategic plan, how do you decide what's the right focus? And we went through a incredibly challenging exercise at HAP preparing a strategic plan. And after all the work, what I found as a commissioner was we would have a debate, an issue would come up, someone would be saying, we ought to do this, and someone would say, well, show me where's it in the plan. You know, it's a great idea, but how does that advance any of the goals that we just spent the last 3 years vetting? And so a strategic plan is not just a document or a set of aspirations. It's actually or a roadmap. It's the collective sort of wisdom of a lot of smart people helping us figure out how to be strategic, how to go from being opportunistic and intuitive to being strategic. And as smart as these people are, and I've never served with a smarter group of people, you know, we are limited. And, I mean, we're not able to figure out each trend and know where the last marginal dollar goes, and that's where you've come in. And what an array of people who've testified today and given us a sense. So I want to thank Bruce, you, and Aaron for your great work. I have the pleasure of working with you typically on housing issues, but obviously, with the new configuration where I'm charged with leading the housing stuff and you're the economic development, we're going to have to be even stronger partners than ever to be successful. So thank you for your good work. Kimberly Schneider is the secret weapon in Sam's office, so I'll beat him to the punch because he always compliments her, but we get a chance to work with her a lot too, and she's superb. Charles Wilhoit has just been immense and helpful to us in launching the new Housing Bureau. And while I'm disappointed that he won't be